This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. One of the tragedies mentioned repeatedly in 2 Chronicles is kings who lived good lives but didn't finish well. To illustrate, consider Asa, Jehoshaphat, Joash, Amaziah, Uzziah, Hezekiah, and Josiah. Each king was introduced as doing what was right in God's eyes. Some were clearly not willing to make the wholesale changes necessary to fully deliver the people from compromise and idolatry, but they did improve and God blessed their efforts. Hezekiah and Josiah led revivals and destroyed all vestiges of idolatry, but as they became older, they made decisions which indicated self-confidence rather than God dependency. This led to compromise and tragic failure. As they experienced God's blessing and protection, they became soft toward their enemies, the enemies of God. Sometimes, right after a victory, they compromised by taking the idols of those they conquered back to Jerusalem and started worshiping them. How absurd! As the prophet pointed out in chapter 25, verse 15, "Why do you consult this people's gods which could not save their own people from your hands?" Jehoshaphat learned this lesson once, repented, and led his people victoriously until, right at the end of his life, he again compromised and failed. The danger is always there, even after a life well lived, to blow it and not finish well. Pray that God would keep you from this pitfall. This is the sure way to have and leave a legacy that honors and glorifies God.